Christmas greetings. We know you have been sending and receiving lots of Christmas cards. Christmas cards are wonderful to send and receive. Tonight, however, we don't want to tell you how our families have been or show you pictures of how big we are getting. We want to share with you the good news that came into our lives at the first Christmas.
The good news we share with you today does not end with just opening our presents and taking down our Christmas trees. The good news that Jesus was born to live a perfect life for us, to die paying the price of our sins, and to rise with us in eternal life with him lasts forever.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness.
Augustus once gave orders to the names of all people to be listed in record books. These first records were made to Quirinius, was governed of Syria. Everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
Bye. time came for the baby to be born. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. She gave birth to her firstborn son.
In a field watching my sheep, and the angel scared me.
Said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people today in the town of David. A Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests."
Let us go to Bethlehem and see what's happening.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to him.
Oh, The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Let us welcome our Savior with repentant and contrite hearts. Welcome to earth, O noble guest. Our Savior has come. Where once there was no light and no hope and separation from God, the Father, the Son, has come to take your place, our place, and to give us his glory. His light has shone into the darkness of the world as he spoke the words of forgiveness to the people. It is my privilege as a called and ordained servant of the word to announce the grace of God to you, as the angels announced to the shepherds long ago. Emmanuel has come. Your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christmas is a wonderful time of year, not just because of presents, but the greatest present God has given to mankind. Jesus has come to save us from our fallen nature. His cross of death has become a cross of life for all of us to see. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you sent your Son to fulfill the words and promises of the prophets that the Messiah would come. In repentance and thanksgiving, we come before you to receive the salvation that Christ won for us through his coming, life, death, and resurrection.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This day our daily bread, give us the trespasses against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Thine the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Come.
And all these centuries later, we retell the wonderful story of when God came to us as a baby. We tell the stories of angels and shepherds, wise men, stables, mangers, and Mary. And the simple retelling will ring as true in your hearts as it did the first time. For the message does not change, but the message changes our hearts.
We wish each and every one of you the peace of Christmas, lived as God had planned, one that is full of discovery and yet has no fear, one that sees a baby born in the humble stables as the King of Kings.
Soon we will finish looking at Christmas cards and put the letters and pictures sent in them away. But the good news we bring to you today will never end. God sent his Son to be one of us, to live among us, to die for us, to rise for us. Nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all these things?
Go and tell the good news.
That Jesus Christ is born.
May the birth of Jesus be a blessing to you. Go in peace. Love each other. Wow, that's a good one. Love each other and serve the Lord.
Amen. Amen.